Thrawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Ah, yes, good morning and welcome, everybody. We have finally made it to another Friday. The finals weekend of footy coming up, and it's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny at around 25 to 29 degrees. Sunrise officially at 5:37 this morning. Okay, let's have a look. What's making news around the place today? Well, the big story overnight, he was certainly an unarguable giant of a bloke and a real Australian character. Melbourne millionaire businessman, AFL and political heavyweight John Elliott has passed away aged 79 overnight. He never was seen without a bunger in his hand or in his mouth, the great John Elliott. He certainly was a character. More about that today. Some great stories will come out of this. In sport to the NRL, Billy Slater's the new State of Origin coach in Queensland, but we sort of knew that was coming. Tonight, Souths take on Manly for the first grand final spot. Souths will be favourite, but Desi's never lost one of these games. Now, locally, New South Wales, over 1,000 cases yesterday. They are starting to come down. Six deaths. There are five cases now on the Mid-North Coast. And close contacts of two of the COVID-positive cases in Kempsey were stopped by police in Port Macquarie for the purpose of a random drug test and issued fines for breaching public health orders that required them to self-isolate. Hello? Well done to the fireys putting out a fire at the caravan park in the Camden Haven. Services were called to a blaze in Lakewood around noon yesterday to find a caravan and annex fully alight. They got it out, which was great work. On the show today, well, the last day of Triple M's Who's in the Zoo? Another family pass up for grabs to the Billabong Zoo. Gee, we've had some fun with that this week. Again, the buzzers for the quiz will be animals. And we've had some great impersonations today. I think the snake was very good yesterday, the lady who was the snake. On the show today, John Michael with all the Hollywood goss. And I know he's going to talk about great earthquake movies, given what's happened in Melbourne. Our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. We'll have a look at that. In what's trending, the story of a raven stopping drone deliveries. You couldn't make it up. All the latest entertainment goss in Strawny Leaks and where our local musos are playing over the weekend. And, of course, you can pick up $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing up the likes of Jim Henson, Shane Heal, Ryan Briscoe and Colette Dinigan, all born on this day, Friday, September 24. It is our favourite day of the week. I'm excited. You're excited. Let's go, people.
Oh, Strawny.
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
There's a new pop-up COVID-19 testing clinic operating at the South Kempsey Neighbourhood Improvement Project. That's at 48 Yarraville Street in South Kempsey. Now, the clinic is open from 9 this morning through until 4. It's walk-in, and please wear a mask. Also, Mid-North Coast Health is offering Pfizer vaccines for people aged 16 to 59 years of age this weekend at their walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic at the Kempsey District Hospital. Local artists are learning the ins and outs of mural design in Port Macquarie in technique and application from established artist Mike Shankster. They're on site at Town Beach Playground until tomorrow working on the mural. It's really worth checking out. Also, there's just days left to nominate a local sports star or volunteer for a Port Macquarie Hastings Sports Award. Up to $7,000 in prizes is on offer across 9 categories. In golf today, there's a Stableford in Port Macquarie. And a reminder, just before you head out to the beach on this beautiful day, a reminder to keep a beach towel length between you and the person next to you. And please, swim at a patrolled beach. Right now at Bingley, receive full free service delivery when you buy a selected fridge or laundry appliance. Now is the time to upgrade. Head into bingley.com.au today.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing, I'm going fishing today.
Ah, yes, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey. How are you this morning? It is our favourite day of the week.
Good morning, Strawny. Yeah, and thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, thank God it's Friday. We're ready to rock and roll. And what about fishing yesterday? That wind, again, Bluey, yeah. Crikey, it gave it to us. We had to get out early.
Yeah, we got out early, got a couple of nice brim and a couple of tartar off the beach, but we were home for morning tea, and yeah, look, tea and scones for morning tea, but I tell you what, might have a better day today. I think the wind's going to stay away till about mid-afternoon, I reckon, before we get the wind today, so we might get a fair opportunity.
Okay. Where do you think we should go? You're going to go to the beach still, or we're going to go to the estuary? What do you think?
No, I'm going to go to the breakwaters this morning. I've cut up a bit of mullet, and I'm going to try for a nice quality brim. Yeah, we've had good seas sort of the last maybe 2 weeks, and I reckon there'd be some nice brim hiding in the breakwaters there amongst the cavities. So out to the breakwaters and try for a brim on mullet strips.
Okie dokie. Like the sound of that, Bluey. Well, good luck to all the fishermen there. And again, we remind them that if you're over 18, you've got to have a fishing licence. You can pick one of those up at any of our friendly newsagents around the coast. And you know what they sell today, Bluey, which is the one, at our age, Bluey, I'd hope we'd live long enough to spend it, but the Set for Life drawer. Have you heard about this one?
No, tell me.
Okay. Well, it's 20 grand a month for 20 years.
Ooh.
Hey, that sounds all right. What do you think of that?
Oh, I do. Thank you very much.
I think I'd be a bit dottery by the time we got to the 20th year. But anyway, I think I'd have some fun along the way. But anyway, big shout out to all the news agents too. And Bluey, if you're fishing with a little one who's under the age of 18, you don't need a license.
Yes, you don't need a license as long as you're sharing a rod with them. If they go off and play in the playground and you're left with a rod, you have to have a license if you continue to fish. But while you're sharing a rod with them on the foreshores, you don't need a license.
Okay, well, that's good stuff. All right. Plenty of stuff happening this weekend. With too much sport is barely enough. Oh, my goodness. The Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet.
Yeah, God forgive us, I tell you.
You haven't had a winner for a month.
I tell you what. So anyway, the Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet. We're off to Rosehill Gardens tomorrow afternoon. Race 5, Horse 10, Enterprise Pommy at 15-1.
Okay, we'll lock that one in. Now, in the footy, the two games?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go to the Landlords against the Tenants. That's Melbourne against Footscray. I reckon they'll win by 18 points. So that's 3 goals. They haven't won since 1964 as their last premiership. 57 years ago, Stormy. Wow.
Yeah, that's terrible. The Landlord versus the Tenants. I hadn't heard that one before, Bluey. That's very good.
Okay. And the Sports Tab Best Bet. We're up to Suncorp Stadium tonight. The Seagulls get 1.5 start against the Rabbits. They'll need a lot more.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. I'm with you on that one. Now, if it salutes...
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, we'll need quantity this weekend, not quality. So we're off to IGA Liquor. We've got Tui's News 30-pack cans at $52 a carton.
Oh, Bluey, that is sensational. Like that one. What's that, a grog?
That's $1.73 a grog. And if you don't like it in a can, you can tip it into a glass.
Yeah, that's for sure, Bluey. Ah, magnificent. Well, there you go. It should be a great weekend, Bluey, of weather. You know, for particularly tomorrow, it's going to be great. We may get a shower on Sunday, but it's just going to be the best weekend. And for the fishos out there, what a glorious morning to be out the back of the shed there. It must look absolutely beautiful. You have a great day, Bluey. Enjoy the footy, and we shall talk to you Monday.
Cheers.
Thank God it's...
Friday. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life.
Triple M, play the coast greatest hits after 7. Our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. It's Green Day, Time of Your Life at 7 to 7. Correspondence to get through. My good mate, the serial pest, Ray, tells me yesterday at the Kempsey Golf Club, the results of Millionaire's Day, the Ronnie Trimboli Hall of Fame Award was won by Stu Bob the Builder Phillips, and the Dick Hillard Walk of Shame went to David Relocated Home Alone Griffin. Hopefully back to normal next week. I hope so, Ray. Now, also, talking about golf on the tour, I can tell you the Silverado Resort and Spa, the PGA Tour event in America with $6.6 million in the purse. American Homer is in front. Isn't that a funny name? Nothing to do with The Simpsons. Nothing to do with The Simpsons. Is at minus 19. And we had Mark Leishman tied for fourth at minus 15. So there you go. Good luck to all our golfers heading out today. Fathead, are the fags out today? I saw him during the week too. Good morning, Kenny. Hope you have a good day.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, in the telly today's the lead story, Perrottet to bring the boom back to New York. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet has come to the rescue of Sydney's family-friendly New Year's Eve fireworks, declaring the 9pm show must go on and hinting the state may take over the event permanently. In the Herald, their lead story today, builders boasted of cash bribes, police allege. Two union officials allegedly took bribes and abused their influence over a major construction company and a large industry super fund, whilst The Australian says Frydenberg warning on loan costs pain. Businesses, homeowners and governments could face higher borrowing costs because of the false assumption that the transition to low emissions future is too slow. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. The Set for Life draw on tonight, 20 grand a month for 20 years. How good. We're playing the Coast's greatest hits. Marina with the traffic next. She gave you everything.
Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
If you want to catch some great live music this weekend from locals, well, at Port City tonight you can catch Pure Acoustic and tomorrow night, Jackson James. At the Tap at Panthers in Port Macquarie, it's Ruby Blunt and Acoustic Kick tonight. And tomorrow, Steve Taylor and Pretty Boy Floyd. Now, if you love country blues, you'll love Pretty Boy Floyd. Sunday, the Copper Tones are also on there at 1. Got you covered? Play the Lakes and Ocean Hotel tomorrow night. At the Bellevue Hotel in Tuncurry tomorrow night, there's Prime Suspect. And Sunday, Young Floyd plays Harrigan's Irish Pub at Harrington Waters from 1 o'clock. Channel 9 has announced there'll be a new Underbelly next year. Underbelly Vanishing Act tells the story of Melissa Caddick, the high roller who allegedly embezzled over $40 million before disappearing and part of a foot washed up on the south coast of New South Wales. The series stars Kate Atkinson as Melissa Caddick alongside the great Colin Friels. And to Gogglebox. Oh, geez, that's a funny show. Anastasia last night demanded to see, well, more of Mark Philippoussis on SAS Australia. She's a very, very funny lady.
Show us Mark Philippoussis' donga.
Why do they blur it? That is so unfair.
Your local computers and technology superstore. Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. A man and woman have been fined for failing to comply with COVID rules after they were stopped in Port Macquarie and checks revealed they were close contacts of a positive case, along with an 8-year-old girl who was also in the vehicle. This happened on Monday night, though details have only just been released. Traffic police stopped the vehicle on Hastings River Drive for a random drug test, the 29-year-old woman returning a positive result. Investigations are continuing pending the results of a secondary test. With three cases of COVID-19 now in Coffs Harbour, questions are still being raised as to whether there's a potential for stay-at-home orders to be reinstated. We do know that the latest case has not been infectious in the community and is a close contact of the case from last Saturday. Local Health Chief Stuart Dowrick says contact tracing is still underway.
Public Health Unit hasn't identified any venues of concern at this stage. They've done a very good job tracing locally, as they've done now for some time, going back to March last year when the pandemic commenced, and they'll continue to do the work vigilantly and assess each of these cases on its own merits.
Taking a look at sport, Bellingen FC is the latest club invited to join the Coastal Premier League from next year. North Coast Football revealing it's the one application they received after putting out a call to all clubs in the North and Mid-North Coast regions. Southern United from Foster are also set to join. To the Locals Guide now, and there's a fundraiser on this weekend in Sandcrocks to help a local battling a serious disease. Rebecca Bosco has acute hemorrhagic leukoencephalitis, which boasts a frightening 70% mortality rate. She was admitted to Newcastle's John Hunter 2 weeks ago, but has since returned to Port Macquarie Hospital. Family friend Mark Miners encouraging everyone to head to the Davis Farm on Sunday to lend a hand.
And Rebecca is one of those people who I think they're just angels on earth, because when you meet Rebecca, you have an instant sense of calm, and you could be having the worst day, and by saying a kind word would put you at ease.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. It'll be a hard job for contact tracers in Victoria after a Melbourne protester tested positive to COVID. The man has been admitted to hospital and is understood to have attended Wednesday's demonstrations. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett says the virus could have spread quite far by now if he was contagious.
The other problem, of course, is we don't know who might have been around that person, who could have picked up the virus and not realised, and you can't follow up on that information when you've got people moving freely in a protest setting. And we've had people who've been at a number of protests as well, so mixing with different people on different days.
Not the news families want to hear if they have loved ones interstate. There are fresh concerns Queensland's border could be closed to Victoria and New South Wales for Christmas. The Sunshine State's Premier would not say whether the travel restrictions will lift by then when asked during a COVID update yesterday. Anastasia Palaszczuk saying Queensland has more freedoms than other states and she wants to keep it that way. PM Scott Morrison has wrapped up talks with his Indian counterpart in the US. They discussed regional and global developments on the sidelines of the Quad meeting, which begins in Washington tomorrow. And a beer is being pulled off shelves due to concerns it may contain excess alcohol. Bad Shepherd's Peanut Butter and Jam Barrel Age Porter is sold in stores around the country.
Diablo Carbide Accessories. Superior technology helping you get more cuts for your bucks. Diablo Accessories. Lead. Never follow.
Wayne Bennett has revealed the areas he wants to see South Sydney improve in tonight's prelim final against Manly. While the Bunnies were impressive against the Panthers, the master coach says they can tidy up in attack.
Yeah, well, we thought we could have executed a bit better. I thought we had a couple of opportunities to go, so that's what we're hoping to do tomorrow night, execute a little bit better if we can, and maintain our defensive stability that we had in that game.
Both sides will go in as selected. Brad Parker and Sean Kepi will line up for Manly despite some talk of a late change, while tomorrow's Storm face the Panthers.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions, thanks to Longboard Landscaping. Unique designs to create your ideal backyard getaway.
Small clean waves on the Holiday Coast this morning, and that swell size around that 2 to 3 foot on most of those beaches. That swell's coming from the east, so every beach is copping a bit of wave action. We have light offshore winds this morning. High tide around 11 o'clock, and the water temperature's hovering around that beautiful 18 degrees, so get out there and make the most of it. Catch you in the surf.
Thank God it's
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Just gone 7 past 7. What a beautiful day we've got coming up. In just a tick, we'll release our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. Also coming up, what's trending? The story of a drone stopping its delivery service in Canberra because of a rogue bird. What am I talking about? I reckon you'll see it on the news tonight. It's a funny story. Also in what's trending, Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss, where our local musos, our great local musos, are playing around the place tonight and indeed over the weekend. And a very funny story from Gogglebox and Anastasia and the SAS Australia. She's one very funny woman. It's 9 past 7.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend.
We head out and see a great movie this weekend. Especially since Sunday looks a bit ordinary. Majestic Cinemas are going to donate $1 to Suicide Prevention Australia from every ticket sold in their theatres from now until the 29th of September. The funds raised will help support Suicide Prevention Australia by ensuring they're adequately resourced and are safe and meet the needs of the people at risk of suicide. Here's Kieran.
A scourge of suicide doesn't get enough publicity. It's a real problem in our society with the mental health issues, with the pandemic and everything that's happening in the world at the moment. And we felt that helping people to reach out for help would be a great initiative.
We really admire Kieran Free's stance on this. Good on you, mate. Sunday sees a big fundraiser for the Bosco family in the Wauchope area. They've been devastated by the sudden illness that has put Rebecca into John Hunter Hospital. I spoke to Mark Miner earlier on in the week. The fundraiser is on Sunday at the Davis Farm at Rawdon Island Road, Sandcrocks, and it's going to be a beauty starting at 10 a.m.
Great lineup of musos that are going to be out there for the whole day. Stalls, there's food, barbecue. It's a big day for everybody to be able to just give back to one of the Heaven's Angels that we've borrowed.
If you love to fish, this weekend the tides look favourable for holiday makers. And a reminder, if you're over 18, you do need a licence. You can pick one up at the newsagents. And here's our own Bluey Waters with his fishing best bet.
Estuary looks like it's going to be the safest place. Probably the southern banks would be quite good. I would probably suggest a bit of mullet and just target your flathead and your brim.
I'm the free computer online generated voice for Strongy's Breaky Show on Triple M.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
I reckon you might see this one on the news tonight. Aggressive ravens have grounded a drone delivery service in Canberra after bizarre footage of a freak bird attack emerged. A company called Wing, run in collaboration with Google, operates in Canberra in the Australian Capital Territory, delivering coffee, food and medicine and hardware supplies. Now, the drones drop off each package to the door, but lately customers have been awaiting their morning lattes in the northern suburb of Harrison, have been instead greeted by a vicious raven swooping and pecking the aircraft. Now, Wing has temporarily halted the flights in parts of the suburb as local bird experts investigate the behaviour of the territorial animals. Now, a customer, whose name is Ben, was waiting for his daily coffee this week when he suddenly noticed his drone was under attack. He managed to film the raven hanging onto the back of the aircraft and furiously pecking it with its beak. As I said, you'll probably see this on the news tonight. Can Stephen King make a scary movie out of this?
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Triple M right across the coast, rocking the footy from 7 tonight. The Bunnies, Manly, what a game. All the action live here on the M's as Van Halen makes us jump, and also Crowded House's Weather Be With You. Now, the reason I played two songs there is because the fire alarm went off. Mr. Producer comes in and goes, Strawn, you've got to get out. So I had to quickly record a weather and get out of the building. But we're allowed back in now. So obviously it was just a false alarm. And they always seem to happen at this time. I don't know what it is. But anyway, we're okay. But if I'm a bit out of breath, I've been running up the stairs knowing that song was going to stop. 17 to 8, sunny today and up to about 29 degrees. The Mid-North Coast looking good.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yeah, here he is. John Michael's having a giggle about hearing me out of breath ringing him up.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Holiday. It goes well. It's a week of running for cover because, of course, we had to run for cover the other day when we had an earthquake in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Now, I must say, I went through the daddy of all earthquakes in Los Angeles in the 90s. And having been through that, the other day was fairly very, very mild. But for those who haven't experienced a tremor like that, it was fairly frightening.
Yeah, but, John Michael, I know. When I came here in 1989 and we had the Newcastle earthquake.
Yeah.
And I left the building. Remember the old cartridges you used to have? The old-time radio people will know what we're talking about.
Yes,
they were rocking backwards and forwards. And I did what you're supposed to not do is I ran out of the building. But you're supposed to get in a doorway, aren't you?
Yeah, stand in a doorway if you're in a sort of a stretch position.
Yeah.
With your arms, your legs touching, your feet touching the sides of the door and your arms stretched out.
Yeah. Well, my wife, who lived on exchange in Mexico when we left school, she was in Mexicali near the border, and they used to have earthquake drill at the school.
Yes, well, it's near the San Andreas Fault, I think.
Yeah, anyway, let's talk a bit about earthquake movies, John
Michael.
Well,
there's been a lot of them, actually. In fact, there's a big one, a series been made in Melbourne, an American series called La Brea, which is about to go to air in America. It was a big, big earthquake thing made in Melbourne. But I suppose most people remember earthquake back in 1974. That was a bit, well, if you were around at that time.
Yeah.
That was Ava Gardner and starring with Moses. What was his name?
Oh, yeah, Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston, yeah.
Moses.
And more recently, of course, we had Dante's Peak.
Yep.
And San Andreas. I think that came out about 2015. But the one that I love the most is San Francisco, which was made in 1936 with Clark Gable, who was the biggest star in movies, and Jeanette MacDonald. And I tell you what, if you see that movie, those special effects are absolutely amazing. Because of the San Francisco earthquake of 1904, which devastated the city.
Yep.
And, in fact, you can find on YouTube old films of San Francisco post the earthquake of 1904. But the one made in 1936 was absolutely amazing, not because it was 1936 digital effects. It was just a good story and a wonderful song called San Francisco came out of the movie. And so a lot of people, when they have an earth tremor, some friends of mine the other day called me up and was singing San Francisco on the phone. Yeah, because it was noted with the film. But it was an extraordinary, extraordinary, amazing film. Because it was a good film, great stars, and amazing special effects.
For sure. Now, the passing of John Elliott overnight at age 79, John Michael, he was a great Australian character and a larger-than-life figure.
Yes, he was. Well, I did a radio show with John, with his son, Tom Elliott, and it was every Friday, I think. He'd come in and we'd do about 15 minutes together. And I found him a wonderful character. He was he wasn't one of those sort of happy, laughy people, but he always had a great sense of humour and could say wonderful things. Of course, a lot of people hated him because he wasn't too politically correct. But I found him to be a delightful man. And Tom Elliott, his son, who has a radio show in Melbourne, a lovely, lovely man. So I'll miss him because he was a real Melbourne character.
He certainly was. President of the Carlton Football Club for donkey's years.
Absolutely.
Did the big deals with BHP, of course, Foster's.
He was a tycoon.
Yeah, and he never without a bunger in his mouth, John Michael.
No.
He had the smoke.
He was a massive tycoon.
Yep.
He was a Melbourne, well, an Australian identity, but down underneath, he was really quite an ordinary bloke. He could sit down and have a laugh with, and he had a very interesting view of the world. So I liked John a lot.
Yeah, he was certainly one of Australia's great characters.
Yeah.
Mate, time's beaten us today. You have a great day. Hey, it's terrible here. A couple of ex-Melbourneites that live here say the grand finals between they're saying that the owners and the tenants. That's terrible, isn't it, John Michael? The homeowners versus the tenants. Oh, that's awful. But anyway, who do you like?
I'm going to follow Melbourne.
Yeah.
And the reason being, I worked with a friend for years who was a Melbourne supporter, and every weekend he was broken-hearted because they never won. And also, I adore and think the world of Ron Barassi.
Yeah, for sure. Ron, he would be absolutely over the moon with this.
Yeah,
all right, buddy, you have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
John Michael there with all the Hollywood goss. Fantastic stuff. All righty. Coming up in just a tick, we'll have a look at the Locals Guide to the Mid-North Coast today. After 8, your chance to pick up tickets to the zoo in Who's in the Zoo, thanks to Billabong Zoo, and you can win $1,000 on the wheel. Stay with us.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M and Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, with the Men's Bowling Club's Friday Ripper Raffles there from 5 this afternoon. New beauty. You two there and New Year's Day, 8:14.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
G'day, Sue in Port Macquarie.
G'day, Stornie.
Yeah, you're ready for a big weekend, Sue. What's on the menu for the weekend?
It's a haircut first, Stornie.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, is it taking you all this time to get in?
Yes.
Oh. I know how you feel. It's well documented here that the girls reckon that Mr. Producer and I had heads like dunny brushes towards the end there. I think he got done last week. I got done the week before. But anyway, we'll move on. Good luck with your haircut today, Sue. Now, what number are we looking for you on the wheel?
I would like you to spin up number 22 for me, please, Stornie.
I'll do my best. Two little ducks. Quack, quack. Come on, number 22.
Thank you.
Come on, number 22. It goes past. Will it have enough oomph to get round? The rotten thing's going to stop on number 11.
Oh.
Oh, no. Can't give you the cash. Sue, but end of the month isn't only about a week away, and I'll put you in the draw to win thanks to Bennett Steel that are celebrating 30 years in business. A fantastic easy-burn fire pit. Now, these are great. You can take them camping, set them up at home. They're portable. They look great. They're a great local company. You're in the running to win it. Good luck, Sue. Have a great time at the hairdressers.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Other birthdays today include the great Jim Henson, Shane Heal, Ryan Briscoe and Colette Dinigan, all born on September 24th. Triple M and Stronny for Brekkie, followed by Steve Price, Australia Today. We're playing the Coast Greatest Hits in the summertime. The great Thirsty Merc and Ash is here for the quiz. It feels a bit summerish today. I mean, we have our fire alarm. We were out there. Now, why didn't Bianca have her firewood and hat on? Has she got one?
She wasn't here when it went off. She literally pulled up and couldn't get in the building because of the evacuation.
To get her fire hat. Because I wanted a photo of her with a fire hat on.
I can arrange that. That's okay.
And Maureen, if you're listening, we didn't know where to go because you weren't here to tell us and Bianca hadn't arrived. Now, 133353, it is time for Who's in the Zoo. This is the last chance for you to pick up a family pass to the wonderful Billabong Zoo. We had Mark and Christy in yesterday. Mm-hmm. It looks great. What a great day to take the kids out to the zoo. And if you'd like a double, we'd like a family pass, 133353. You know how this works. It's been the funniest week. We put two listeners up against each other. And in the quiz, they have to use an animal sound to buzz in to give their answer. Now, each day, Ashley has had a devilishly funny smile on her face, just like Dr. Evil a bit, because she picks the animals that the people have to buzz in with. Now, if you want to be part of the fun, come on, give us a call. 133353. I need two competitors to play Who's in the Zoo. 133353. Who wants to play? Another family pass to the wonderful Billabong Zoo on offer. Are the kids sort of looking at you like, what are we going to do today?
Does any kid sound like that?
Didn't you? You had to be a little kid. Use your little kid voice. You had to do for the ad. Go on. Be your little kid's voice.
What did I have to say? I was like, are we there yet?
Yeah, that's right. That's Ashley's little.
See the koala.
That's right. 133353. Come on. Who wants to play?
Triple M's Who's in the Zoo for Billabong Zoo. Bring the whole family these school holidays and we'll see you at the zoo.
Oh, yes, here we go. Who's our brave competitors today? Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
You got Matt.
Hey, Matt, where are you calling from, champ?
Port Macquarie.
Port, all right, Matt, hang on. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Hey, it's Anthony.
Anthony, mate, can you come off the hands-free? I've got all that noise in the background, but where do you live, Anthony?
I'm in Port Macquarie.
Paul Macquarie. All righty, okie dokie. Matt, your buzzer, Ashley. What are you going to give Matt?
All right, Matt, have you seen Finding Nemo?
Yep.
Do you know what a whale sounds like?
Sort of.
You want to give it a crack?
Oh, a crying whale!
That's that.
All right. Who have I got on the other line, sorry?
Anthony.
Sorry, mate. It's really, I'm getting a lot of crackle in the background from it. But, Anthony, all right, your buzzer. What are you going to give him, Ash?
All right, Anthony, I need you to give me your best tiger impression.
Oh, that's terrifying. Look at that.
That's so
brilliant.
Deep. Wow.
Okay, here we go. Question one, Ash.
Okay. Who had the 1964 hit House of the Rising Sun? Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
What was that one?
Anthony.
Yes, who said animals.
Yeah, well done.
It's such a deep growl. It's like kind of scary.
I tell you, wouldn't like to meet him on a dark night. Anyway, question two.
All right, guys, I need you to name one of the animal mascots from the 2000 Olympics.
Anthony. Yes, Anthony.
Ollie.
Ollie is
And what
yes.
was Ollie?
The owl, the kangaroo, was it?
No, he was a kookaburra, but Ali is correct, yes.
Anthony is the winner for the day. Matt, thank you so much for the call, buddy, and congratulations. Anthony, mate, you ready to go to the zoo?
Oh, I am, yes.
Yeah, can you get someone to film you doing the your tiger impersonation at the Tigers just to see if they reacted? So bloody good, mate.
I'll try.
Okay, hold the line. Can you believe it? Who's in the zoo? What a week it's been, thanks to Mark and the team at the Billabong Zoo. Thank you, Ashley.
That was terrifying.
I know. What about the tiger? Triple M rocking the footy coverage from 7 tonight. Manly. South, what a game it's going to be. The Finger from Vulture Street there and sunsets. And I reckon we're going to be in for a cracker this afternoon. Beautiful sunset. The sunrise was fantastic. Very chilly still, but they say we're going to nudge around 29 degrees on the back of the mighty McLay at some stage today. Amazing. It's going to be a big social weekend of barbecues, etc. COVID safe, of course, for the footy finals. Super Saturday tomorrow. What about that? And again, both games live on the M's. Melbourne and the Panthers at 4. Oh, my goodness. I'm so looking forward to that game. And then the AFL Grand Final in what Bluey likes to call the owners versus the tenants. That's not very nice with Melbourne and the Dogs. Yeah. For refreshments, with all those social activities going on, what's the bottle of best bet from Bluey?
Yeah, we'll need quantity this weekend, not quality. So we're off to IGA Liquor. We've got Tui's News 30-pack cans at $52 a carton.
Oh, Bluey, that is sensational. I like that one. What's that, a grog?
That's $1.73 a grog. And if you don't like it in a can, you can tip it into a glass.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki wrapping up with Mr. Jones from the Counting Crows. Thanks for your company today. Steve Price after 9. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you want to have a catch up, just go to the website and go to my page and press catch up. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday at 5 a.m. Thank you.